But we cannot put God in a test tube and say, here is God, any more than you can put a mother's love in a test tube and say, this is a mother's love. Of course, the evidences of God are all about us. At Palomar, we probe the limitless reaches of the starry universe. And with the microscope, we can see a universe just as inscrutable, but so small that our most powerful instruments can only scratch the surface. To the naked eye, a drop of pond water often contains minute particles moving about. Under a microscope, the particles become living organisms, the world of the protozoa. It doesn't take long to reach the limits of the optical microscope. About 100 diameters will do it. But then we must turn to the electron microscope. A beam of electrons, similar to the one that gives you a picture on your television tube, allows us to study objects 2 billionths of an inch in diameter, magnifying a specimen up to 1 million times. From the human body, a tiny bit of heart muscle, vital in the task of pumping man's blood supply. Rods and cones in the retina of the human eye. A few of the more than 100 million rods and 6 million cones that convey light images to the optic nerve. Another marvel of the human body's design and operation. What more eloquent evidence of the Creator's hand? No wonder many of our scientists say there must be a God.
You know, I think I'm starting to hate older people. That seems to have been a turning point in my attitude. I remember I resented God, however remote he might seem to me, for allowing the breakup to happen. People, older people, were more present. They were a handy target for defiance, and my defiance was directed especially toward all authority. I found I wasn't the only defiant one, and I naturally gravitated toward the ones whose attitudes were like my own. Of course, we had certain things in common. None of us had achieved recognition in the accepted ways, so we chose other ways. And these were not acceptable to many people, but they led to recognition in our own circle.
Another one, Mickey?
Yeah, sure, why not?
None of my business, but I'm sorry you've been throwing your empty beer cans out the window.
Well, I'd be sorry about it. You don't have to pick them up.
No, but I'd sure like to count the empties. You must have had 8 or 10 cans tonight.
Yeah, so?
So nothing. Like I say, it's none of my business. There's other ways to get high, you know. They don't make you fat.
Hey, nothing makes me fat. I don't care how I get high, just as long as I get there. At that time, drugs were getting to be very popular in my group. It all began with marijuana, of course. That's the standard entry level. Then came pills, speed, and some others. And after that, we added cocaine. In spite of these things, alcohol continued to be very important to me. I found myself drinking before and after school, and before and after work. Alcohol seemed to be more effective than other things in helping me to avoid some of my fears. One of the most persistent of these was the fear of death. On one Friday night, although I had consumed a lot of beer, and in spite of doing a few drugs, I was brought face to face with my fear. It had been a typical night out with the boys. We had cruised the whole city, carousing and checking out our usual hangouts. We got into one fight and did some minor vandalism, and then it was time to go home. It was late. We were stoned.
If
cold,
you do not see great
drunk.
Riches, monetary or otherwise, in your imagination, you will never see them in your own hours. Remember, too, that all who succeed in life may get off to a bad start, pass through criticisms, and even heartbreaking struggles before they bring their desire into reality. Booker T. Washington, for example, was born into slavery. Because he was tolerant, had an open mind on all subjects, and was a dreamer and a worker, he left his mark for good on the human race. Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Despite her great misfortune, her entire life served as evidence that no one is ever defeated until defeat has been accepted as reality. Before considering the next principle of success, kindle anew in your mind the fire of desire, hope, an open mind, and courage. If you have this state of mind and a working knowledge of the other principles discussed in this tale, you will have all you need to think and grow rich. Faith is the second powerful principle for a richer and fuller life. A great person once said, "I believe in the power of desire backed by faith, because I have seen this power lift people from lowly beginnings to places of power and wealth." Faith is a state of mind that you can develop at will as you master the 13 principles of Think and Grow Rich. How faith can be developed may be made clearer through a negative example.
Some songs about Lady Luck
explain how people sometimes become criminals this way. When individuals first come into contact with crime, they abhor it. If they remain in contact with crime for a time, they become accustomed to it and endure it. The expert on crime concluded that if they remain in contact with crime long enough, they become natural.
These other gentlemen are Mr. Goodbody, his attorney, and Mr. Marshall, his insurance agent.
Place to meet you.
You know what this is about, I'm sure, the accident with Mr. Whipple's car.
Yes, sir.
I've seen the car, and I've seen the note that you left, Sergeant Carter. What I don't understand is why you refused to pay for the smashed fender.
Well, it's very simple, Colonel. I didn't do it.
Excuse me, Colonel. I think Private Pyle could clear this all up for us.
Exactly, Mr. Whipple. Now, with the Colonel's permission, sir, I shall proceed to cross-examine Private Pyle here.
That won't be necessary, Sergeant.
Colonel, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Private Pyle a few questions.
Well, this isn't a court of law, Mr. Goodbody.
Oh, no, sir. It's perfectly all right with me, sir. And I'm sure it's perfectly all right with my witness here, right, Pyle?
Yes, sir.
Table of contents for side one. Announcements. The following article. Are you suffering from information overload?
It's a wonderful feeling to be so relaxed. Drink.